Welcome to our last EAC Erasmus Plus radio podcast.
Let's start our breaking news. Today, we have some information about sustainable energies, ecological growing, youth employment, and finally, immigration. So, let's get right into the news. But first, the headline.
Our high school promoting renewable energies.
The teacher of the subject of technology are carrying out the new project, which consists on buying some solar panel to start running by clean energy.
The Trasira school carries out the ecological garden.
Many students between 14 and 15 take part on the dairy protection and care of the vegetable and plant.
Our school gives the students the skills to get into the labor market.
Trasira school gives course about professional training to those students who want to get into the labor market when they reach 16.
Alex Cano interviewed an immigrant student.
Coming from Panama, he seems to be really immersed and adaptive to his new student place.
Let's start. About 2 months ago, the teachers started thinking about getting some solar with educational function. The panels are similar to the ones we can see on the traffic signals around the city, as these solar panels will be only used at the technology lesson, so we have to be very careful with them. They haven't got them yet, but they think they'll get them soon. These solar panels aren't easy to find, so it may take a little bit of time to have them.
Our school carries on an ecological project signed a few years ago. It's a school garden. Before preparing the ground, the students have to learn how to do it. In some subjects, such as science methods or lab, they grow many different products like potatoes, peppers, cucumbers, beans, and aubergines. In fact, this springtime, they've already harvested some winter vegetables. The purpose is to get students closer to environment and to make them get new and healthy eating habits. Of course, using the Mediterranean diet, in which vegetables are a fundamental part.
When the students are 16 and they want to get into the labor market, they can get the skills studying in our school for 2 years, the so-called professional training. There are two levels of this training. You can access to the middle training after finishing the obligatory school, and you can access to the upper training after ending the high education. This upper training is about ICT and hardware and software designs. Most of our students get a job very soon after finishing. Afterwards, you have the option to go to university.
Our partner Alejandro Cano has interviewed an immigrant student, Cesar Daniel Medo, who came from Panama last year due to his father's job. He is 16 and he says no one has discriminated him. Although he has no problem to socialize, he doesn't pick out at all Spanish expression. Sometimes, Cesar doesn't understand people because they talk too fast.
Just before closing our Trasera breaking news, we wish to talk about the tribute our school made last 23rd of April on the International Book Day. This tribute was to Miguel Hernández and Gloria Fuertes, two Spanish poets related to some of our topics. She wrote about ecology and environment, and he, who died in prison after the Spanish Civil War, wrote many poems about freedom and social role of the poetry. We also celebrated a concert where a musician played and sang some Miguel Hernández poems.
The Trasera breaking news is ending, and so is the podcast. We thank you all for your kindness and for listening to our programs. We wish to thank also the participants in this podcast, who are Mario Calvo, Daniel Cebrián, Nacho Alcántara, Lourdes Díaz, and Camel Ganemi, our sound technician.
See you in Finland!